This is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. As promised, I do actually have a guest this week.
You promised this?
I don't know how to introduce this person. Your mic is on now, by the way.
Hey-o.
This person happens to be my twin in a lot of ways. Yeah. Not just like twinsies, but like we're literally born on the same day.
Yeah, it's really awkward actually.
Yeah, and also when we were on our way here, we texted each other at the same exact time.
Same millisecond.
Yeah. I also haven't said your name yet, so do you want to say your name
we keep it like secret though?
No?
I'm
Mila. Okay. This is Mila, and do you want to say your like major, where you live?
Okay, that is sensitive.
Your star sign.
That's sensitive
your
topic. I mean, you can say our star sign.
Our star collective star sign is
Pisces.
Pieces, yes. Exactly that.
Sorry, what were the categories?
Your major, maybe.
Okay, this is so... do I have to go... we don't know.
Yeah, we both don't have a major. That's another way that we're twinsies.
Yeah,
hashtag twins, yeah.
Stupid.
We're both philosophy, film.
Yeah. Peeps.
Yep. And being cool.
Yeah, just like sheer awesomeness.
Being the coolest.
If that was
people,
a major.
Yeah. Yeah. If dressing up to go to DeWick and not studying was a major, that would be my
You're
major.
You're so right. You're so right.
So true. Anyway, so I'm gonna play my next song.
Really?
We'll be back. with more of our jokes,
yeah.
Okay?
Don't miss us too much.
The theme of the week is water because it's Head of the Charles, and my mom was like, the theme should be water, and I actually have no ideas of my own.
Also, it's going to rain, like, all next week.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So, honestly, it's so applicable to
right
now.
Right. Yeah. This next song has nothing to do with water, actually.
God, Jill.
But I decided to play it because I was listening to it this week. And as we all know, I never follow the theme. So, here's... It Feels Alright by Washed Out. Anything to say, Mila, before I play the song?
Goodbye.
been alone, it's true, it's true. I see you every day, but that's not enough. I got this secret, running along a lonely life, always trying to make my keeper mine. It gets me every time. And then again, I might be falling down, sailing off on my ships to nowhere. Got a lot of things to clear away, got a lot of years of bad love to make okay. It gets me every day.
So we're back.
Hello.
That was Every Day by Wise Blood. And Mila has a really important question for all of us, apparently. I don't know what it is.
You can't introduce it like that. Okay. It's supposed to be like a spontaneous like question. Anyways.
Okay. Well, I can start talking about something and you can interrupt
me if
you want.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Talk about like,
The song.
Yeah.
So I played that song because...
Oh my god, Jill, how do you like having the last name Yum?
Wow. Okay. I actually love it now because I've reclaimed it. I used to be like bullied for my last name.
Like actually?
Well, not really. It was just like, it's too easy to make a joke about.
Haha, yummy.
Right, exactly that. There was that, and then there was like Red Robin. Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. That. There was also just like, just, you know, it's yum.
Dude,
and also,
would, yeah.
Sometimes people will like over try to pronounce it and they'll say yum, and it's like, no, it's just yum. Just like the thing that you say when you
eat something scrumptious.
Yeah, from, yeah, yeah. This brings me to our conversation yesterday when we were talking about how food has different flavors.
Yeah, like crunchy. Crunchy's probably the best flavor.
I think the best, yeah. My favorite flavor is probably crunchy. And after that is soft serve.
Very good.
There's crunchy and then soft serve. Those are the two main food groups.
No, they're flavors, Jill.
Two flavors. Sorry.
Food
sorry.
Groups are carbohydrates, proteins. Mm-hmm. Wait, no. Grains.
I don't think that's true.
Meats, vegetables.
Okay.
Fuck. Excuse me.
Oh.
Excuse me.
That's
sorry.
Okay. Mila's new to the show.
Oh my god.
It's okay.
She told me before this, no cursing,
right,
no
right.
cursing.
Okay.
I actually didn't. I say fork.
Mm-hmm. Like as in the food.
As in the food group.
Group. My second favorite food group is third favorite food group is knife, actually, which
true.
Which our dining halls happen to never have for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't own cutlery at this school.
I like when they give us like butter, like literal like those tiny
yeah,
butter knives.
The little knives that you use to
like
spread.
Yeah, like posh butter.
Preserves.
Yeah.
Or like fig
like
jam.
On your scones, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we don't get to cut our meats with regular knives. We have to use preserve knives.
I use my teeth actually. I just gnaw at it.
That's.
Yeah. Just take the chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's how Duick intended.
That's how man.
Mr. Duick.
That's how man intended.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That brings us to our next important thing that we have to do.
Oh my god. Do
which
I get
is
the
that
honors?
Mila gets to read my favorite PSA. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Oh, I wish I could describe this image to you. This is really okay. Anyways, let me get to it. Sorry. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders in the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laughter. No, ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Good job. That was a reading comprehension test.
Like honestly,
yeah.
That like wow.
Yeah. No. When I read PSAs in the station, I realize that I can't read. Actually.
No. Actually, I don't think yeah. I actually.
Well, you got it. I think you got the message across, so that's good, because ladder safety is super important.
And yeah, have you been on a ladder before?
I haven't.
Never.
I just let my dad change all the light bulbs in our house.
I don't even need a ladder. I can reach everything.
Right.
Yeah, everything ever.
Tall girl.
No, just like, you know, the stratosphere.
I don't know where you're going with that one,
like,
but
you
agreed.
Just go, like, you know, the stars are like light bulbs of the world. God, that is so profound.
Yeah, yeah. That's wow. why she's a philosophy major.
Oh, I guess she decided.
We
for
decided.
Me.
Yeah.
On
yeah,
air.
Well, what are you deciding my major is?
You seem like a applied mathematics kind of girl.
Yeah.
Yep.
That feels like sort of a stereotype, but
oh,
we
shit,
won't
maybe.
Even go there.
It's okay. We're both like you know, so it's
mm-hmm,
like it's
mm-hmm.
fine. It's
right.
Like, okay.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So.
I'm so glad that you got to hear that.
No, I know. I hope everyone's having a great day today. Honestly, it's a nice,
it's
beautiful,
beautiful out. It's beautiful out.
It's 2:19:43 seconds out. Like,
yeah.
Right now. Oh, 45. Sorry.
46, 47. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going to play a song about crying.
Oh, my God. Oh, water.
Because water, and also to ruin your nice day.
Okay, that's so mean, Jill.
That's just how it has to happen. Okay. That's my job. So this one's called Why Do I Cry? It's by Margot Gurian. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know because I don't know how to pronounce things most of the time. This one's called Why Do I Cry? Any last thoughts, Mila, before...
Goodbye.
Why do I cry on a Sunday morning after Saturday night was such a wonderful night? I should be glad that I could spend one night a week with you. Why do I cry? So sad to only spend one night a week with you. One night a week to laugh and to love and to speak. That isn't enough for the way that I suffer and burn. 6 days before, why do I cry? Sunday morning after Saturday night was such a wonderful night. I should be glad that I could spend one night away with you.
we're back.
This is true.
We decided that we were not going to plan what we were going to talk about.
Do most people plan what they talk about?
I don't know. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Just, like, sit around.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do some heavy breathing into the mic. Yeah, that's so annoying.
Yeah, actually, don't do that. Similar to your podcast idea, though.
True. I might be.
Yeah, let's talk about all of your podcast ideas.
Okay,
that's actually the best one.
Okay, we can't expose them. What if I actually do it?
Well,
it won't happen. But you know, yeah.
Well, they're just know if you hear this podcast idea, the patent is pending.
It's literally pending. Like, so think of that. It's like in the works.
Mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can't steal any of these ideas. But we're gonna. You're gonna share them.
Am I? Okay.
What's the last podcast idea? I feel like I usually have like a podcast idea a week.
Oh, no, for sure.
So just tell me about your last podcast idea. Think a little bit harder.
Yeah, no, it's the gears are grinding, okay?
Okay. Can you guys hear them? Yeah. Okay, that was great.
That was like a excuse me. Mm-hmm. I need to really stop.
Yeah. So Mila needs to take a...
Clean that little dirty. Okay,
yeah.
Let's just talk about our podcast ideas. I think it's funny. Ideas that are like, so obviously podcast is like an audio storytelling sort of medium, right? So like, doing visual things on it. For example, maybe I could like. Watch a movie, and then just like talk through it, but you guys don't like get to see the movie.
And the
just,
funny like, part would be that we wouldn't see the thing that we're
it's funny for like me, but like not probably the listeners, but I feel like that's not
I think the listeners would get it, definitely.
Yeah, no, and then like maybe if you're like an art person, we could do like an art exhibit tour where you like you don't see the art, but you could like hear me like talk about it. I probably won't tell you which one I'm
you'd
talking
probably
about,
just be like
Like, wow, like, the brushwork on that one is really, like, just
soft. Would you say that out loud, though, if you were in a gallery?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people want to listen to my opinions, usually,
Usually when you're in a gallery,
I'm in a gallery, like, most people, like, flock to me, actually.
Right, because she's a certified artiste.
No. It's more of, like, my ideas are just my ideas are really profound.
As a philosopher.
Yeah. Exactly.
So when you're in the art gallery, it's like, wow. That's sort of just like what I feel like that's the most I have to say.
Yeah, another like sorry, just interrupt you, but
thanks for fully changing the topic.
No, I'm talking about the podcast idea.
Okay.
So maybe I could just like do dishes for an hour, and it could just be the sound of me like doing dishes.
Right.
Yeah. No.
No, I agree.
Like I'm not even trying to be funny. Like I think that'd be like really awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's not funny at all.
It's not.
Yeah.
God.
Speaking of things that are not funny. What did you guys think about our last
segment? Oh yeah, we were gonna actually like kind of debrief on our last segment and like kind of
do a little review.
Yeah,
of
Yeah,
because
honestly, I think
jokes.
some of the jokes kind of fell flat.
Okay? Yeah, what would you give me out of 10 on the last?
So you're talking
segment?
To me.
Yeah,
six.
Okay.
And a half. You know the fact that
so better than average. But,
yeah, no, but like I've actually never listened to your radio before today.
It's good. It's good to have a third party sort of like, you know.
Yeah. So
reviewer every once in a while.
It's like somehow you know that knife joke you made took it too far a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
We stopped at the fork.
Yeah. It became really not funny after that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would hold back on those sorts of things.
Okay.
I obviously was not on the top of my game either, though. So,
yeah.
Like,
no,
this is not just you. It's like I would give myself like even less.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think you actually have more charisma on air.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. We're not going to do British accents.
Yeah,
we're not going to do that.
No.
So
I feel like, I'm not hearing our listeners like laughing.
Yeah, so
that's kind of, are they?
Do you need me to explain how radio works or no?
No, but like, I feel like if the jokes are like funny, I should hear them laughing.
Right. Like just around in the.
It would be so uproarious
that you would hear it.
No, from the windows, yeah.
Right. Because everyone at Tufts is listening to this
radio
station right
now. No, like 16, that's like pretty much our population, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's
Hello
pretty much
to
all
the 16
of Tufts.
Of you, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry that you left your, computer on by accident. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh. Well, I have a dedicated fan base.
Okay.
Which Mila intends on stealing.
No, true. Yeah, so come back next semester. I'll have my own. Actually, no. Jill and I might be combining forces, just putting that out there. If you guys like this dynamic, please give
us
a like.
Or if you hate it.
Subscribe.
I'd prefer if they hate it and like listen to it out of...
Like hate watching.
Yeah.
Or hate listening.
Like watching a train wreck. Like a...
Or like a shitty rom. Oh my god. And
actually, Mila's not having a show.
Okay, yeah. Okay, honestly, this is better than usual, okay? I've been whipping them out left and right, mm-hmm. but it's only three. It's only three in, like, what, 30 minutes? That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I'm sorry, though. I do need to hold back. Okay, are we doing a song now?
We're playing a song
okay,
now.
Okay, goodbye. I'm going to work on my not swearing, okay?
Okay, this one is called Salmon Fishing in New York, which obviously has to do with water, because duh.
Salmons, yeah.
Salmons, and it's by Orange Juice.
That's basically water, but with orange.
Right. These were my thoughts exactly when I put this on the list for today. So I hope you enjoy.
I
will. Any last words?
Goodbye.
Like the wildcat that you are, like the wildcat of Scotland, both exclusive and elusive. They'll never capture you. Believe me, they want to. Now it'd be like trying to catch a salmon in New York. We'll be right back.
Hello. That was Hang Your Heart by Cornelia Moore.
Good one. Good one.
Yeah. Mila, have you known any of the songs that I've played today?
Actually, I haven't been listening. But,
okay. Right. That's what I thought. You seem pretty distracted during...
No, I just like take like... I just fall asleep between like...
Yeah, no. That's talking. What she's been doing.
Yeah, I just...
For anyone that's not currently in the studio with us, which is everyone who's hearing this.
Yeah.
Mila's been...
I just like literally conk out.
Yeah, yeah.
Snores and shit.
Snores.
Oh my god.
Snores.
Fourth one
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Fourth one. Okay. One every 10 minutes. That's my typical.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am gonna stop. Okay, guys. From now on, no more. No yeah. more swear words. Not even no, a single one. Okay.
No more. So that. yeah. What do you think of the last song? That's a good question. Did you?
I just told you I was.
Well,
asleep.
You could have maybe dreamed about it. I learned about this in my psych class. Sometimes you hear something, and it's, well, this is like everyone knows this, but you hear something outside of your dream, or that's like actually happening outside, and it's in your dream because you're in a like very light stage of sleep. So you can still perceive things.
Okay.
It
was
so
good.
Maybe
that's my review. Good.
You didn't dream?
G-O-O-D.
Yeah. Good spelling.
I actually did like it. I've liked the songs you played, to be honest.
I think she's lying to me.
True.
Yeah.
But if I were
Mila's
honest,
a big, big liar.
Yeah, that's kind of one of my defining
yeah,
traits.
Yeah, we actually talked about this yesterday, but Mila likes to compliment people's outfits when she doesn't like them.
No, that's not even true. Ugh, you're twisting
she,
my words, Jill.
Yesterday, she goes.
Guys, everyone's going to think I'm...
Everyone's going to think you're like everyone else because everyone does that.
No, but it's like... No, but if your outfit's good, I will say it's good.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like, if we have nothing to say,
mm-hmm.
You know when you're like meeting someone new?
No, I've done that so many times.
And then you're like, wow, that blank white tee, amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, or 2 days, now that it's like non-COVID, I've sort of have started meeting new people, and it's been like
we met.
Right, we did meet this year. And
yeah.
I probably complimented your outfit. It's just like the easiest
thing
to say.
Is,
yeah.
Like, I bet my fit was good, though.
I bet.
Your
and they're
fit,
always
your fits
good.
Your are always good.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now they know that we're actually twins because
We're wearing the same outfit. We're in the same clothes right now.
The two of us are
sitting, like, one arm through each armhole.
Yeah, over the over the table.
Like, literally, we're, like, cuddling.
We're holding
right
hands.
Now. Like,
and,
we're just face-to-face the same...
Visualize that.
So one of us has to walk backwards while the other one walks forwards. It's like...
No,
it's
I think we could just both
sideways?
Walk forwards.
No. Wait,
oh,
so...
Oh,
yeah,
we're, oh,
so
okay.
We're face-to-face. I feel like that's the best. It's most, like, intimate, like, you know. But...
I agree, yeah.
We could also do a sideways. Like, both of us sideways.
Yeah.
Like, kind of galloping.
Yeah. A nice little... But the issue is that you're taller, I think.
True.
The funny thing about me is that I don't perceive height unless someone is, like, really, really tall or really, really short. Anything in between, like, five...
I, like, low-key thought
five
we were the same
foot
height.
And five, like, seven, I can't tell the difference. I think I'm the same height as everyone in that height range. And, like, it's just not the case. Yeah.
Good thing I'm 5'8", so now you know.
I'm 5'4", which is funny because I totally thought we were the same height.
I kind of did, too. Or I thought you were 5'6", or something, which is the same as 5'8", so yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, actually the same.
That's funny. It's because I don't perceive things, actually. I just sort of, like, go about my day and...
Maybe that's just good. That means you give off tall energy.
Right.
Which is, like, what people want, right?
Yeah, apparently I give off tall energy and not an only child energy.
I was gonna bring that up, actually.
Which is...
This, like, two really high compliments.
Which, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to be perceived as an only child, but I am one.
Are you proud?
Yeah.
You're a proud one.
Yeah. In the same way that I embrace all of my other terrible traits.
Yeah, no,
like,
I think that's
believing
healthy.
In astrology and...
Do you actually?
Not, like, I, like, read my tarot cards to be annoying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, that's such a Gemini thing to do. And, like, I won't mean it at all.
Yeah.
But it's
funny. I
barely
even know what that means.
Like, you know, Gemini.
No, I've heard it, like, a million times, but, like, why?
Right.
Like,
because, like, Gemini.
Right. No, that makes so much sense now. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, right? What other terrible traits? Do you have any? Do you want to fess up on live air to an audience
of
so many people?
Yeah, I don't want to go there. Just, like, they've only just met me.
Oh, right,
you know?
That's true.
Like, I want them to like me for, like, one episode.
That's true. Because you're going to steal your... all of my listeners. So basically our plan is that you guys will all start to resent me, and then, like, slowly we're doing this, like, in a covert psychological way.
Yeah, it's like just a little bit of manipulation,
right,
getting
right.
you guys mm-hmm. to like me more, then you join my show that I'm probably gonna do next semester,
mm-hmm. and then I'll start just mooching off of Mila's
yeah
show.
And then it's like a role reversal in, like, the dominant versus the, you know, subservient, right,
in an artistic way,
right?
Yeah.
Or, like, I think we'll just become one.
Yeah.
Then there's no competition because we're just one. You can't actually like one of us better because we're just one thing.
That's so true because we're just a concept. Like, the concept of...
No, like, honestly, I feel like right now, like, you're so just started because I got here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I haven't really...
Like, I don't think you've actually had a show up until today.
That's just object... what's
permanence?
That? Permanence?
You mean, like, when you're little?
When you're a baby and you can't perceive
I don't
when
really
things
think,
leave the room. And you
that
forget.
Applies to this.
I think that does.
Really?
I think you think that I don't exist other than when you are literally watching me.
True. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That really is object permanence.
Yeah.
You're the object,
and
you're not permanent.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Object permanence.
Okay.
Not Jill.
Well, look at this, psych major.
So we've decided
both of our majors have been... Wow, this is such a productive session. So quick.
Yeah, yeah. And, okay, to make this even more productive, we have one big question.
Yeah, okay.
Will you...
Be our...
Friend.
Okay, friend.
Friends.
Okay, friends. We want plural, probably.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
part
Jill,
of our
Jill
issue,
and I
yeah.
kind of need more friends. Just to put it bluntly.
Yeah, if you identify as a cool...
Cool.
Funny.
Funny, awesome.
Well-dressed.
Oh, well-dressed. Please, okay.
Yeah.
And just awesome dude.
Yeah.
Or dudette, you know, like, or
yeah, let's
or
not make this.
No, sorry. Just a dude. Dude.
A dude applies to anyone.
Dude applies to any. You can be a friggin'
anyone.
Dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
cool dogs that dress well are also.
If you're an object, come on. No, we'll be your friend too.
Agreed.
Okay. We just need.
And hopefully Mila will remember that you are permanent if you're an object.
True. It's good practice.
Yeah. So you'll just have to find us somehow.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really have a plan, but.
You could email us, you know? But you don't really know. Oh, well, you know her last name.
Yeah.
Well, her whole identity is taken.
Yeah.
So
So maybe they'll just become my friends.
Okay, but what? Okay, no, please CC me, okay? Please. Yeah.
No, basically my whole scheme today was just to have Mila on the show to, like, make me sound funnier.
I feel so like then I you did guys that. Would become I did, my I did friends. Help.
Yeah.
I did help.
No, if you've listened to the show before, which Mila has not,
right?
You would know that I actually don't have anything funny to say.
And it's, like, hard when you're alone.
Today,
though.
I would say I've had at least one funny thing to say.
Did we get to a 7 out of 10? I feel like we did.
I think maybe.
Oh my
Okay. Collectively, we've reached a 7 out of 10.
Okay, but,
because it's not possible with just one of us. Yeah, because like, if Mila just had a show, it would suck.
Oh God. No, because it's like, you know how, like, we're two halves of a whole, you know? Half, that's like, there's a, like, half is missing.
Yeah, it's true.
So you can only
it's
be true. A 5 out of 10 max.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
And, yeah, so, like, please be our friend. That's kind of the conclusion here.
Yeah, it was...
How many people are listening right now? Just to...
17.
So I expect 17 of you to approach us at some time.
Yeah, we're expecting 17 handwritten notes with maybe a baked good.
Yeah, I kind of want, like, maybe...
Or, like, a carrier pigeon or some sort of, like, sign in the stars.
No, but
stars.
I want, like, effort put into it, too.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like a really cool, like, promposal.
Yeah, make, like, me a sign. Put a pun with my name. Yeah. Do a pun with the Yum Mila. Last name.
So, yeah, yeah. Yum is such easy material. Okay,
I
guys?
Know. No, we'll, get do yum. You want a yummy meal?
Oh yeah, that's
round of
great.
Applause
that was
for
so
Mila.
Great.
God,
yeah,
that was so
yeah.
good.
That's another, like, we're the two of us. You know, we could be a great time for you. We could entertain you. Like, we don't need to be your friend. You can just laugh at us and
no,
spend time with us.
No, I'm so open to that. Like, literally, yeah. Just, like, berate me, okay?
Yeah, we need more bullies. We need more friends. Just more people in general.
Yeah,
that
I feel like
that
I
self-identify as cool.
Cool.
Dress well.
Dress well, funny.
Yeah.
And dude.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, come find us. You know what we look like, right? They can see us, right?
They, on the radio... For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Okay. No,
for sure.
So.
Yeah. It turns out that Mila also knows how radios work.
So
definitely.
Wait, why haven't they been laughing still?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you guys
is
need
the
to
sound off?
Turn it up a little bit.
Why am I listening to the? Why do I have headphones on if I can't listen?
If
to
you
anyone?
Can't hear the
yeah,
the
it's
audience,
the
right? Yeah. No, we have, like, a live feed to your computers when you're listening. So, but it's not working today. So that might be why you're hearing you're
okay.
not hearing.
So
our
I'm just hearing myself. I'm fine with that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever you, like, mutter to yourself when listening to the show, like, that was a terrible joke, like, I hear it.
Oh!
I hear it, yeah.
Jill, you look great today.
Did you guys hear that?
Wait, did I say that out loud? Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I thought that was one of the listeners that was saying that.
Oh, that might have been. Oh. Wow. See, they can see us.
They can, okay.
Okay, let's play some music. Yeah?
Thanks for deciding for me on my radio show.
Yeah.
This next one is... From Japanese breakfast, because obviously, do you know Japanese breakfast?
Yeah, water.
This song does actually have to do with water, and I'm playing it because it's not called something that has to do with water, but the lyrics contain something that has to do with water. And I think the lyrics are beautiful. So there's that. This song is called Tactics, and it makes me cry, this song. I think it has made me cry in
water.
The past. Yes, which also has to do with water, because water... comes out of my eyes when I listen to this song. So here's Tactics by Japanese Breakfast. Any last words?
Yeah, goodbye.
Guess who's back?
Mila.
And I'm also back.
We don't care.
That was also the listeners. We can hear you.
It's so crazy how they just speak their mind. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. No, they're already pushing me out. It's crazy.
No, the minute I come in,
yeah,
it'd be like that.
Yeah. It would be.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay.
How are you today, Jill? Just do a check-in.
An hour into our...
Yeah, so...
I would say solid.
Solid.
I have a redonkulous amount of work to do.
Redonkulous?
Yeah. It's like... One of my papers was moved back, though, so I decided to spend more time procrastinating and doing things.
No, like, that's what it's for. Extra time to relax.
Yeah. So...
That's okay.
Right. So I like have two papers that are one's due Wednesday and one's due Thursday, and both of them are not started yet.
That is so okay. You got it. How many pages?
They're both 4 pages.
That is nothing.
Right.
Research?
Which is like
research?
No.
Okay. Ugh.
Straight off the dome.
Why are you complaining then? No, I'm kidding.
Because I like to have things to complain about.
No, it's you always have to have a good like repertoire.
Something that's like not really that worth complaining about,
no,
but something
it's
that
like,
you can.
Oh my god! Right. Like I'm having like the most mild headache ever. Like
right.
It's so manageable.
Right. Something that's okay. The best type of thing to complain about, or the best type of thing in general, is something that like you can complain about, but it isn't that bad.
No, it's like really like so in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of why Duke is the best, because the food is not that bad, but you can complain about it all the time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like I don't.
Although that chicken. Sometimes
chicken?
They're chicken.
Sometimes the chicken.
Sometimes that chicken on the side there.
The chicken is
oh my goodness.
So
like, succulent.
Good.
Succulent.
Yes.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. You put that on anything.
No, I'm swear just in my mouth, okay?
Yeah, plain too. Plain too.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's nice. Something that they're doing with the chicken here, but that's besides the point. I'm
yeah,
talking
sorry.
About things to complain about.
No, it's like sometimes it just it has that slight hint of like you will have a little bit of bowel issues.
Right. But speaking of bowel issues.
We both have...
We collectively have one IBS.
One IBS mixed, okay.
Together.
IBS stands for
irritable bowel
syndrome.
And let's so, do that again.
Right. 1, 2, 3. Irritable
bowel
syndrome.
Yes.
Mixed. And mixed means...
That's a nice addendum.
Yeah. So
you don't just get clogged up, you also get... Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, it's like both.
Yeah.
Usually you get clogged up or you get woo, but you get clogged up and woo.
Yeah. So that's probably why we became friends this year so quickly because we identified that we had one thing in common.
And then
we found out that we had the same birthday and that we have IBS, which is basically the foundation
like,
for any friendship.
Like, that's,
yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Like we have tummy aches together.
Yeah.
It's really good, actually.
I think we probably both have IBS because of astrology. Think about that.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no denying it. It's facts.
True.
Fact. We're both born on February 21st.
Oh, fact. Did you just give out our birthday?
Yeah.
And they know your full name. Now
yeah.
they can just be you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Social Security. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, sorry, our radio just cut out for a second. Credit card number?
Oh, sorry.
Next time.
We'll share.
We'll catch you guys next time.
You have to come back.
Yes, which is a great way for us to say
to 3 p.m.
2 to 3 p.m. every week.
On Sundays.
Sundays. Mila will definitely be making another appearance
oh
if she
God.
Decides
I'm
to.
I'm coming every week, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, this,
yeah.
I've been having a blast. To
yeah.
be honest, Jill, thank you for this, okay?
I'm so glad because I've been promising the listeners a visitor every week, and last week I totally dropped the ball and didn't have anyone. So... This is
good
me
thing we
myself.
Planned
good,
this yeah. yesterday. So
good thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Also, good thing we planned out lots of brilliant things to say for today.
I know, and I had some good naps in between.
Right.
Overall,
yeah,
such a honor.
Just to close us out,
honor,
what was your rating
me.
Out of 0 beans to 10 beans?
Do you always do this?
No.
Okay.
This is not something that I ever do.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're starting a thing now.
Yeah.
So us or just the whole show altogether?
You know, the whole show.
You know, 10.
Great.
10 beans out of 10 beans. Okay. Great. Like, honestly, I don't think anything went wrong today.
Okay. Well, I'm going to close this out. This is Jill Yum. And
Mila Shang. I told you my last name.
With Beantunes Radio, and you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Goodbye.